precious little daughter of the king. She came up and said, Pastor, I need to be prayed for. I have lung cancer. And the doctor says, I only got a little while to live. And I said, well, we need to get rid of all sin, unforgiveness, and everything. She said, I understand that now. And she said, I've done all that. I said, okay, the king promises to forgive all of your sin if you ask him. Does he not? I said, then he promises to heal you. So I laid hands on her, and I prayed for Cindy, and I asked the Lord to do a supernatural healing, do a miracle on her. I said, now, Cindy, you have to believe. She said, I know that. I've been listening to your stuff, and I heard you speak this week. I know I got to believe. I got that, she said. You beat that into me pretty good. So she goes out saying, thank you, Lord, that I'm healed. And all of a sudden, she could start breathing much better. And I told her, now, don't you tell people you know you're healed because you feel good. You got to know you're healed because it's written in God's Word.
Right.
See, because you walk up and say, I'm healed because I feel good. That's sin. That's sin. Don't tell anybody, I'm healed because I feel good. You say, I'm healed because the Word of God says I'm healed. So a couple weeks later, whatever it was, she goes to the doctor for her normal doctor's appointment. She walked in telling the doc, I'm healed. Jesus healed me. What do you think the doctor says? Yeah, sure, Cindy. Terminal cancer, terminal lung cancer, and Jesus has healed you. Sure, he has. Come on in, let's do the test. In a few minutes, he come back. I said, Cindy, you're not healed. She said, I am healed. I know I'm healed. He said, no, you're not healed. He said, I've done an x-ray and check of your lungs, and you have a pair of brand new 19-year-old girl's lungs. Now, thank you, Jesus. Now then, when she repented of her sin and believed God and we asked him for a supernatural healing, like using that Mark 11:23, what did the king do for that lovely little girl? Gave her a brand new pair of lungs. She's not healed. She had scar tissue in them others. They were bad. So the king just gave her a new pair. Now, is he an awesome God, young lady? Is he wonderful? Oh, but to God, you know, I'm sorry that you didn't know this. God don't do miracles and healings anymore. Have you heard that story? You ever been to a church where they say, God don't do healings no more. He don't do miracles no more. Well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you don't think he does, guess what you're going to get from him?
Nothing.
You got to believe the king. So Cindy got, she believed, and she got a new pair of lungs. And so praise the Lord. Well, while we were up there, while I was up there by myself, I mean, here I'm starting a teaching at 2 o'clock, and I go till 5:30, and then I have a 30-minute lunch break, come back, and they sing 30 minutes or an hour, and then I teach again till 10 o'clock. I do this all week long. Well, I'm trying to get, you know, I'm sitting here at lunch, and of course, you know how it is. You sit down at lunch trying to whoop your meat field out. That 6 or 8 or 10 guys gather around you at the table, and they all got questions. It's kind of hard to eat and answer questions. And so anyway, I'm trying. And so I swoof this little bite of meal down right quick, and knowing we got to go back for another 2 or 3 hours. And one of the guys said, Thurman, since you finished your meal right quick, we got a few minutes. Would you run out? I brought my dog, Sam, with me, and I'd like you to pray for my dog. I said, what's wrong with Sam? And he said, he's my favorite dog. He means everything in the world to me. He goes with me everywhere. And said, he was out with me the other day, and a car ran over him right in this leg and crushed his leg. And said, I got it wrapped up with a bandage, but said, Sam's leg is beyond repair. I got all these people I'm concerned about, and this guy's wondering about a dog. But the dog's like a child to him, see? Okay, so I go out, and about 10 guys or 12 or whatever, they follow me out there. You know, everybody goes that knows what we're fixing to do. So we go out there, and I go out there with all this faith. You know, I do have faith. I go out there, and there's Sam, poor little thing, you know, all hunkered down there, little leg just dangling, you know. So I just reach over on the little dog and lay my hand on his little shoulder there, and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, would you please do a supernatural healing on the dog? I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I go back in. He said, well, let's see him run. I thought, well, good grief, why don't you give God a little time? Is that the way we are? Oh, ye of little faith. So he opens the door, and Sam jumps out on the ground, hits the ground, the bandage falls off, and he goes to running across the place. God, it instantly healed Sam's arm. Do we serve a mighty God or do we serve a mighty God? Well, the next time I went up there, of course, six months later, of course, my lovely bride goes with me. And, of course, Mark, I didn't know his name at the time. Mark, he said, "Hey, I'm Mark." I said, "Oh, okay, praise God." He said, "I'm the guy you prayed for my dog." I said, "Oh, how's Sam doing?" He said, "Great. He's running and playing and having a good time." And then all of a sudden I looked over here and here's this lady and she said, "And I'm Cindy." I said, "Oh, you're the girl who got that new lung." She said, "That's me. Praise God." And so they both come up and give their testimonies. Isn't it amazing for a God that don't do miracles? He sure does a lot of wonderful, nice things for us in this ministry. I love serving a God that does healings and miracles. I love a God that's still alive and well, don't you? He is alive and well. Now, He made us a lot of statements in His Word, and these statements that He made, they're for you and me today. They've never changed. But it's like we don't believe Him. When He says, do these things, He says, faith. You've got to have faith. In fact, I want you to go to Hebrews 11:6. Let's go to Hebrews 11:6, and let's see what that wonderful statement makes in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith. Now, if you don't have faith, what can you do for God? Without faith, it is impossible to please the King. Is that what He said? I mean, it's written right there in the King James Bible. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now then, if you don't please your mate, at least sometimes, what do you think you're going to get from your mate? You think, oh, so you girls, you know, that never please your husband? I mean, never do nothing for him, you know, don't never say nothing nice about him. And all of a sudden, the day comes, you think you need a new car. You say, honey, would you buy me a new car? He said, no, I ain't getting you one. Now then, if you've been that sweetheart before your car is ready to be replaced and it's beginning not to run real good or something, he said, you know, I need to run down to get my sweetheart a nice car. I mean, she's the loveliest thing. Oh, and she's so sweet to me. I'm going to take care of her. Now, see, that's the way it works.
Amen.
You know, but it works two ways. You have to take care of each other.
Amen.
You know, that woman, she's got to be there to take care of that man. That man's got to love that wife like Christ loved the church. And I know sometimes you girls don't think we love y'all at all. You know, be like the guy that, you know, him and his wife was having all kinds of problems. And he said, ask her, what's the problem? Now, guys, this is the way women are. You walk up and say, is there something wrong with you? And she's got that long face and she hadn't said nothing. You say, something wrong? No. No, that's right. She don't really mean that. Yeah. She wants to tell you what's wrong. But, honey, are you sure? Are you sure that everything's right? All right? Yeah, it's okay. Well, you don't appear to be very happy. Oh, everything's okay. No problem. You sure there's not anything wrong? No, there's nothing wrong. Would you like to go to town with me? No. Wow. Would you like for me to go down and me buy you a steak or something? No, I don't even want to go. There's something wrong, girls. All y'all know that. You know, something wrong. But that's the way it is between us and God. You know, I mean, if you can't please your mate, what's she or he going to do for you? Not a whole lot. You know, not a whole lot. But here, God made a statement, but without faith. If you don't have faith, and I've learned over the years of my study, faith is determined by your knowledge of God's Word.
That's exactly right.
Today, if you don't know His Word, you have no faith.
That's right.
Now, if you've studied this book,
that's right.
That's just like here a while back, I've made this statement, you know, my 100 favorite verses. And then I had a guy write me, he said, would you send me a list of your 100 favorite verses? I wrote him an email back and said, no, I couldn't do that because I might quote 100 favorite verses of this healing school and the next one, it'll be a different.
That's right.
They're not ever the same. Then what are you trying to tell me? The book is my favorite book.
That's right.
The Word of God is my favorite book. And my 100 favorite verses today will be different than my 100 favorite verses next week because I know more than 100 verses. Praise God. And that's the way you should be. And if you've got these verses hidden in your heart as a son or a daughter of God, then you can please the King.
Right.
Now, if you can please the King, Mark 11:23 will work for you. Isn't that awesome?
Right.
Do you want to please God?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to please Him.
Yes.
I mean, I remember when Dave Of course, he was one of the longest healings in our ministry. It took Dave 20 months to get healed. And, of course, at about a year, somewhere along there, he come to me walking like a zombie, you know. Couldn't hardly wear clothes, shoes, couldn't wear shoes, nothing. And his feet was all, they looked awful. And if you hadn't seen Sicknesses Caused by Sickness is Satanic Oppression, the DVD, you need to get it and listen to the first hour. It's all about his testimony. And we got pictures. I mean, we got pictures. You see what he looked like while he was going through this thing. He come in at about a year and he said, "Pastor, this doesn't appear to be working." Now, if you'd been sick and suffering in scabs and, I mean, sores and pus and running sores all over your body for a year, what would you think? This stuff ain't working.
Right.
But see, I told him, I said, "You got to keep, Dave, I said, you got to repent right now. It's not God that's the problem. It's you." "But Pastor, I'm coming to church. I'm tithing. I'm doing everything." I said, "But you hadn't stopped sinning and you hadn't stopped believing God." I said, "Now, you know, you got to repent right now and tell God you're sorry and continue to believe Him."
Amen.
Okay, Lord, I'm sorry. You know, I believe you. And so another 8 months and 20 total months comes and he finally walks through his healing and he gets healed. All of his scabs are gone. All of his skin's healed up. Everything, feet, everything is just, ain't nobody any more happy of that than Dave. You know, but God wanted to be healed too. But anyway, he come to me and said, "Why did it take so long?" I said, "Well, I have no idea." I said, "You know, that only God knows that." I said, "Why don't you seek him, begin to petition him? I believe he'll tell you." So Dave began to petition God. "God, why did it take so long for me to get healed?" Finally, one day, the Lord told him. He said, "Because I don't know you, Dave. You don't know who I am." "What? God, I go to church every Sunday. I tithe." He said, "I know. I'm there with you. I know what you're doing." But he said, "You and I have no intimacy. You don't spend but just a few minutes a day in my word. We have no intimacy. I don't know you, Dave." He said, "Lord, then why did you heal me?" He said, "Because of your persistence. You were very persistent. You believe and you trusted." He said, "Now, if you would do what I say and you would give me a tithe of your time every day, at least get in my word and be intimate with me, then when you ask me for something, I'll do it quickly."
Amen.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.